أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض، يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم، نسوا الله فنسيهم، إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها، هي حسبهم، ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم. كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم بخلاقهم وخضتم كالذي خاضوا أولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك هم الخاسرون. ألم يأتهم نبأ الذين من قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وأصحاب مدين والمؤتفكات؟ أتاهم رسلهم بالبينات، فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله، أولئك سيرحمهم الله، إن الله عزيز حكيم. وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن، رضوان من الله أكبر، ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Quite a few ayat. And the challenge is we need to keep it short. Nevertheless, Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen, the munafiqat, the mu'mineen, and the mu'minat. And seeing what's happening in the Muslim world today, we've spoken about this before. In actual fact, we've spoken about these verses before, but I want to speak about them today from a different angle. And something came to light, alhamdulillah, during this week that we've been doing the seerah after Maghrib. Something came to light that if this was al-jahiliyyah al-ula, if these were the first days of ignorance amongst the Arabs, what does it mean when we speak about al-jahiliyyah al-thaniyah, the second days of ignorance, and more specifically amongst the Arabs? We basically covered the period of Qusay ibn Kilab ibn Murrah, who is considered to be Quraysh al-Awsat. By name, there are three Quraishes: Quraysh al-Akbar, and that is Nadr ibn Malik. Afwan, Nadr ibn Kinana. And then there is Quraysh al-Awsat, which is Fahr. And then there is Quraysh al-Asghar, which is Qusay. Qusay is al-Mujammi'. He's the one who brought Quraysh to Mecca. He's the one who brought Quraysh to Mecca. And he's the first one to actually build houses in Mecca. There were trees in Mecca, and because Mecca has been made as a haram since the time of our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, you were not allowed, and still today you're not allowed to cut down trees in the haram in Mecca. But Qusay, when he came there, he had with him all the butun, basically all the descendants of Fihr. And he had to make space for the houses. And so he cut down some of the trees, and then the people stood back and waited for something to happen, and nothing happened. He said, no, this man is Mubarak. So they made him, he was almost like a king in Mecca. Although he didn't have the title of king, he was like a king, his word was law. Qusay ibn Kilab, the father of Abdul Manaf, who is the father of Hashim, who is the father of Abdul Muttalib, who is the father of Abdullah, who is the father of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I was basically reading in between the lines as to how the Arabs were living in Jahiliyyah, and then looking at the situation today. And I mean, this is something that has been spoken about years ago in the Muslim world, in the Muslim Arab world, that we are now living the second days of Jahiliyyah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 67. We start with 67 and we ended with 72. 67 to 72. Please go home and read these ayat and ponder over them. I'm just going to be going over them. Namurru biha murul kiram. You know, we're just going to be passing through them, inshaAllah ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins verse number 67. Wal munafiquna wal munafiqat. The hypocrites from amongst the men and the hypocrites from amongst the women. بعضهم أولياء بعض. أفوان بعضهم من بعض. They are one to another. They are like one body. يأمرون بالمنكر. They enjoin the doing of evil. وينهون عن المعروف. And they prohibit the doing of good. This is the real mark of the munafiq. The real mark of the hypocrite. Within our own society, within our own community, the mark of the munafiq, they appear very much to be Muslim. And of course, we differentiate between al-nifaq al-akbar wa al-nifaq al-asghar, the major hypocrisy, which is the worst form of kufr. That's why the munafiqoon, who are guilty of al-nifaq al-akbar, of major hypocrisy, they will be where? In Jahannam? Fi darq al-asfal min al-nar. They'll be in the lowest ranks of the five Jahannam. The other type of munafiq, which is a nifaq al-asghar, the minor nifaq, the minor hypocrisy, is the one who is a hypocrite in character, in akhlaq. So what's the major hypocrisy? A yudhiru al-islam wa yubtin al-kufr. To outwardly show that you're a Muslim, but in your heart, you don't believe. Wal-iyadu billah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. And the minor hypocrisy, which is hypocrisy in akhlaq, also very dangerous. Also very dangerous. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayatul munafiq thalath. The signs of a hypocrite in character are three. Idha haditha kathaba, if they speak, they lie. Wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, if they make a promise, they break it. Wa idha tumina khana, and if they take on a trust, they betray it, they don't fulfill it. Allahumma tahir qulubana من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Oh Allah, we ask you to purify our hearts of all hypocrisy and our tongues from lies and our actions from show and our eyes from treachery, for indeed you know the treachery of the eye and that which hides in the heart. So much treachery in the Muslim world today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. المنافقون والمنافقات. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe the hypocrites? They enjoin evil. Literally, they enjoin evil. And they prohibit good. Actual fact, in some Muslim countries, I won't beat around the bush, in Saudi Arabia, in 2016 or 17, I stand to be corrected, where Hayat al-Amr bil Ma'roof was literally shut down. The organization for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil was literally shut down. It was emasculated. It was disarmed. You know, even if it might remain a name, it has no teeth, no bite. And at the same time, Hayatul Tarfi was established. The Organization for Entertainment was established. I think something to the tune of $86 billion was pumped into Hayatul Tarfi, into the Association of Entertainment. So much so that they have two raves. It boggles the mind. Bilad al-Haramain. Bilad al-Haramain. They've got two raves every year. The Middle Beast and Soundstorm. The biggest rave in Europe draws 410,000 participants. It is said these raves, they draw up to 750,000 from the local population. And the cheapest ticket, I think, is about 175 riyals. You can say, way at the back. And for a VIP box, is something like 86,000 riyals. That's where the other description comes in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقْبِدُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They close their hands. For khair. They spend it on shar. They spend it on haram. But when it comes to spending where it is needed, I mean, there are still 12 million Syrian refugees. Some of them internally displaced, others externally displaced. And those that are internally displaced, as well as those that are in Iraq or in Lebanon or in Jordan, they're living in refugee camps, in tents, boiling hot in the summer, freezing cold in the winter, living below the line of poverty. But billions of dollars is being spent on entertainment. And on projects, in fact, I read an article today about this project called The Line, the NEOM project. They say this is like a big money pit that money is just being thrown into and wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who waste. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Do not waste. Allah loves not those who waste. المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم. So they, what do? They enjoin evil. They prohibit good. I mean, many of these countries, the prisons are full of ulama. Not that anything, many of them, they didn't even say anything against the government. They are just having too much of a positive effect for good. Calling the people to Islam, calling the people to Iman, calling to the people to righteous deeds. There are thousands upon thousands of ulama that are sitting in prisons in Muslim countries. وَلَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah, so Allah is going to ignore them. They ignored Allah. The word nasiya doesn't mean to forget. Here, the word nasiya means to ignore. نَسُوا اللَّهَ. They ignored Allah. They ignored the signs of Allah. فَنَسِيَهُمْ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ignore them. On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, a person will stand up blind and say, Ya Rabbi, lima hasharatani a'ma wa qad kuntu basira. Oh Allah, why did you wake me up blind when I used to be able to see? Qala kadhalika atatka ayatuna fanasitaha. Such did our signs come to you and you ignored those signs. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And so you'll also be ignored on this day. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Allah has promised the hypocrite men and women, وَالْكُفَارِ and the disbelievers, نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ, the fire of hell, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, to dwell there in eternity. هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ, that is, will be enough for them. That'll be, that's what they are deserving of, in other words. وَلَعْنَهُمْ اللَّهُ, and may the curses of Allah be upon them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and for them will be established a wretched torment, a wretched punishment. This concept of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, it's one of the most important matters in Islam. Sayyidina Luqman, what did he say to his son? يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Oh my son, enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and persevere in that which befalls you. In other words, never stop enjoining the good. Never stop forbidding the evil, no matter what befalls you. No matter what happens to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the hereafter. لَتَعْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيُصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْءُ خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. You must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, I'm going to repeat myself, just so that you know, just absorb this. Just absorb this and think about this. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, if you're going to lock up the ulama that are enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? لَيُسَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ. Allah will put the worst of you to rule over you. فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارَكُمْ. And the best of you will make dua. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. And their duas will not be answered. It's not just good enough to make dua now. It's not just good enough to make dua. We have to stand up and take the bull by the horns. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. Cursed were they. Cursed were they. By who? By Nabi Dawood and Nabi Isa. Isa ibn Maryam. Nabi Dawood and Isa ibn Maryam, they cursed those who disbelieved from Bani Israel. Why? ذلك بما عصوا, because they disobeyed Allah. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and they transgressed his boundaries. What is the main thing that brought them to that? كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They didn't prohibit evil when they saw it being committed. In fact, in the tafsir, Ibn Kathir makes mention that if they would see an evil being committed today, then they would say, brother, don't do that. That's prohibited, that's haram. And they would come back the next day and seeing them doing the exact same thing, and then they would desist and keep quiet. You see, maybe it's a khaytif. No! قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأى أحد منكم المنكر فليغيروا بيدي. If any of you see an evil being perpetrated, then stop it with your hands. وإن لم يستطع فبلساني. And if you're not able to, then speak out against it with your tongues. وإن لم يستطع, and if they're not able to, فينكره بقلبه وهذا أضعف الإيمان. And if they're not able to, then hate it with their hearts, and that's the weakest form of iman. You know, considering what's happening in the Muslim world today, wallah, we're not going to win battles with weak iman. If we haven't learned that from Qita al-Izza, the strip of honor, Gaza to Hashim. You know, why is it called Gaza to Hashim? Because Hashim, who is the son of Abd Manaf, the great-grandfather of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is buried in Gaza, Gaza to Hashim. Qital Izza, the strip of honor and dignity. Millionain yu'allimuna milyarain. 2 million teaching 2 billion how to be Muslim, how to be mu'min, how to have true Islam, how to have true iman. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوَ وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعل. That was the reason why they were cursed, because they didn't forbid the evil and they didn't enjoin the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues back to Surah At-Tawbah. كالذين من قبلهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like those who came before them. كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا. They had more power, they had more wealth, and they had more children. فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم. And so they were overjoyed in their share of the dunya. They weren't worried about the akhirah. فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم. And you too are just happy in your share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about who? About the munafiqeen. About Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and the 17 munafiqeen of Medina. كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم. Just like they were overjoyed with their share of the dunya before you. وخدتم كالذي خادوا. And they went, and you have gone into what they went into. You have gone into they which they went into. And you know what is the defining thing here? It's that fitna that I keep reminding firstly myself about and all of you. That fitna of fulus, paisa, khelt, mirang, money, bucks. لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمة المال. For every ummah there is a trial, and the trial of my ummah is money. It's money. When you look at some of these families, you know the family. You look at some of these families that are ruling some of these Muslim nations. Allahu Akbar, money like water. Money like water. What did the Prophet say about money? What did he say about poverty? He said, Wallahi, la al-faqra akhsha alaykum. He said, Wallahi, I don't fear poverty for you. ولكني أخشى أن تفتح عليكم الدنيا. But I fear that the dunya will be opened up for you. فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها من كان قبلكم فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. He said, I don't fear poverty for you. But I fear that the dunya will open up for you. And then you will chase after it and vie with each other after it like those who vied after it before you. And then it will destroy you like it destroyed them. It will destroy you like it destroyed them. Money can make you mad. That's not a hadith, but we see it. Because it's almost insane what's happening within the ummah at the moment. And one of the core asbab is not money itself. Money can get you to Jannah if it's spent wisely and correctly. It is the love of money. Money is not the root to all evil. It's the love of money. That's why Sufyan al-Thawri says, حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of the dunya lies at the head of all error. Because when we allow the dunya into our hearts, you can keep it in a pocket, under the mattress or the uplang, you know, spending it on what you need for your family. The surplus we must spend in the path of Allah. What we need for ourselves and our families, that's why I always say the most beloved hadith to our sisters, especially the home executives. I hope I'm using the right term here, the home executives. The most beloved hadith is the hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أفضل دينار ينفقه رجل دينار ينفقه على عيالي. The best coin that a man can spend is a coin that he spends on his dependents. Charity begins at home. That's not part of the hadith, but that's what we derive from the hadith. And everything over and above, the surplus, that we must spend in the path of Allah. Not go buy Salvatore Mundo paintings of Jesus for $485 million and yachts for $1 billion and chateaus in France for I don't know how many million or billion. Ma'ad Allah. The wealth of the ummah has been, wallah, it's been squandered. فَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتُمْ. And then it will destroy you like it destroyed those who came before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَخُدْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَادُوا. And you went into what they went into. Excess. And what happened? It took them. Because what happens is, Like in the Athar Qudsi, Ya Musa, ما أحبني من أحب الدنيا فإنه لا يسع قلب واحد حبي وحبها أبدا. Oh Musa, he does not love me, he who loves the dunya. Because the love of me and the love of the dunya cannot be joined together in the same heart. If we put the love of the dunya into our hearts, the more we put the love of the dunya into our hearts, the more the love of Allah will leave our hearts. And that's what's happened. And that's why, through our abandonment of enjoining the good and the forbidden and the evil, Allah has put the worst of us to rule over us. Now, فَقَالَ تَعَالَى أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. All their deeds are in vain. All wasted. All wasted. أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. All wasted in this world and in the hereafter. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And they are the losers. They are the losers. أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبُؤُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Hasn't the news come to them of those that came before them? The people of Nuh, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Ibrahim, the people of Madian. Well, Mu'tafikat. You know Mu'tafikat? The villages that were turned upside down, meaning Qawm Lut. أَتَّتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Their messengers came to them with clear signs. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمُهُمْ. And Allah didn't oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But they oppressed themselves. And then Allah speaks about the believers. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah make us of them. Ameen. The true believing men, the true believing women. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Allies of one another. يَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoin the good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they prohibit the evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And they establish prayer. Remember we spoke about the ladder of Islam? The top rung being governance. We let go of that long time ago. We are all holding on for dear life for the at the bottom rung, which is salah. We let go of that, it's finished. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. They perform their salah and they give charity. الزَّكَاةَ here being the compulsory charity. وَيُتِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they obey Allah and His Messenger. They follow Quran and Sunnah. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah is going to shower them with mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is the Almighty, the Wise. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah has promised these believing men and these believing women. I must say it again. May Allah make us of them. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will be in the eternally. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً. And good dwellings. فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدَن. In paradise. وَرِدْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. وَرِدْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَر. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the ultimate success. The ultimate success. Jamaat al-Muslimin, not the wheels are coming off, the wheels have come off. The wheels have come off. We might have to just pull over to the side of the road and put the wheels back on, inshallah. But the situation in the Ummah at the moment is a situation of ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Corruption has reared its ugly head in the land and in the sea, even in the air. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Because of that which mankind has brought upon themselves. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. That they might taste the consequences of what they've done. ولعلهم يرجعون. In order that they should wake up out of their state of heedlessness and carelessness and return and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a time to just say give up and say, oh, there's nothing we can do. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in the state that we are in. In the state of degradation and humiliation. In order that we should make a difference. In order that we should stand up and speak the truth. You know, coming back to what I mentioned earlier about Qusay, and this has a direct connection to the increase in alcohol consumption in the Muslim countries, especially in the Middle East. I was doing a little bit of research. Heineken actually set up factory in Egypt in the 30s. But then I think in the 50s they were kicked out. And they only came back in 1991 because the IMF was lending Egypt money and they had to commit themselves to a market economy, which means they had to open themselves up to the likes of companies like Heineken. Come and manufacture beer in Egypt. And in the 2000s, from 2001 to 2011, alcohol consumption increased in the Arab world by 73%. I can imagine from 2011 until now, especially now that you've locked up, you know, how many thousands of ulama, and you've closed down the Association for Enjoining the Good and Forbidding the Evil. Alcohol is now being sold for the first time, January 2024 in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh. In Qatar 2022, but they say this is only for the expats. It's only for the expats. Once is ifaki kan Allah. In the Emirates, the biggest beer factory, craft beer, was opened this year in the United Arab Emirates. Now let me tell you about Qusay ibn Malik. I'm going to end with this story, inshallah. Qusay, we need to understand that after Jurhum, you know, Jurhum came there when Sayyidina Hajar and Ismail were in Makkah. And they stayed there for a very long period, over 2,000 years. In the year 160, Khuza'a with Bani Bakr ibn Abdi Banat, Min Kinana, they came there and they kicked out Jurhum from Makkah. The first leader of Khuza'a was Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i, who brought the first idol and put it in the Kaaba. And by 460, Khuza'a and Bani Bakr were there. Khuza'a dominated, they led, they were in charge and in control of Makkah. From 160 of the common era till 460. The first one being Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i and the last one being Hulayl ibn Hubshiya al-Khuza'i. Now he had a daughter, her name was Hubba. Hubba. And Qusay married the daughter of Hubba, the daughter of the leader of Khuza'a, Hulayl. And when he got old, he had like a vice leader, you know, a second in charge. His name was Abu Ghubshan. Abu Ghubshan, Sanim ibn Amr Abu Ghubshan. Abu Ghubshan was a drunkie. Literally, he was an alcoholic. He was always intoxicated, Abu Ghubshan. So one day Qusay, he's married to the daughter of the leader of Khuza'a, and when he dies, he wants to take over Makkah and bring Quraysh to Makkah. Remember, this is Jahiliyyah. These are the days of ignorance. This is the days when alcohol used to flow in the streets of Makkah and Medina. This is before our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know even when it comes to the prohibition of alcohol, it had to come down in stages because it was such a way of life. Drinking was a way of life for the Arabs. Intoxication. And so we see there are three verses that come down. The first one, yas'alunaka 'anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about intoxicants and gambling. Qul feehima ithmun kabeerun wa manafi'un linnas. Say that in these two things there's a great sin, but there's also benefits for mankind. Okay? If you go to the doctor will tell you, just a glass of red wine at night will open up the arteries and let the heart pump a little better. Okay, so there might be benefits. And gambling, tata my millions, tata my chance. 2 rand, win 1 million rand. Wa ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. But the sin far outweighs the benefits. The sin far outweighs the benefits. That's the first ayah that came down. So that they can start thinking that, look, although we might see benefits in these things, it's actually harmful for us. Then the next verse that came down was where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Oh, those of you who believe, don't come to pray whilst you are intoxicated. And until you can, you know, distinguish, you know, what is being said. I mean, in other words, until you sober up. And then the final verse to come down, in fact, every time said, Umar was saying, Ya Allah, send down to us bayan and shafiyan. You know, a clear explanation of that pertaining, the ruling pertaining to the consumption of alcohol. And so the third verse came down, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسٌ مِنْ عَمِلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَجِتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Indeed, intoxicants and gambling and slaughtering animals for other than Allah and fortune-telling is from the filth of the handiwork of the devil. So stay completely away. Stay completely away in order that you might prosper. So this was now, the Prophet then told somebody to announce in the streets of Medina, أَنَّ الْخَمْرَ قَدْ حُرِمَتْ, that intoxicants have now been totally banned, and that day everybody came out with whatever alcohol they had and broke the jars and emptied out the qurba, like these leather bags that had wine in them, emptied out, and literally the alcohol was flowing in the streets that day in Medina. That was, and alhamdulillah, since then, the Muslims have been the biggest teetotaling population on earth. But we are seeing a change. Maybe, alhamdulillah, we give the benefit of the doubt. Most Muslims don't drink. But the consumption of alcohol in the Muslim world is increasing. And when you see what happened in the time of Qusay, you get scared about what the Muslims might do in the Arab world today. So what happened with Qusay and Abu Ghubshan? Qusay had what he said was a special wine that he brought back from Sham. He had a special wine in this leather pouch he brought back from. And that day they were drinking in Taif, Qusay and Abu Ghubshan. And Abu Ghubshan, he wanted this wine. He gave him a small taste of it and he said, no, I want this wine. He was desperate for this qurba of wine. Now Abu Ghubshan has got the key of the Kaaba around his neck. Abu Ghubshan has got the key of the Kaaba around his neck. He's standing in for Hulayl bin Hubshi al-Khuza'i. And so Qusay says, no, I can't sell you this wine. He says, no, what do you want? What do you want? Anything I'll pay you. He says, right, give me Sadanat al-Kaaba. The Sadana, which means the administration of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And so he took off the key of the Kaaba and he gave it to Qusay. That's why the Arabs, still today, go to any Arab country and there's a mathal, أَخْسَرُ مِنْ صَفْقَةِ أَبِي غُبْشَان. Like a bad business deal. Oh, this deal is worse than the deal of Abu Ghubshan. And there's some famous lines of poetry. The poet says, "Ba'at Khuza'atu baytullahi bil il sakirat. Ba'at Khuza'atu baytullahi il sakirat. Bizikki khamrin fabi'sat safqatul badi. Ba'at sadanataha bil khamri wan qaradat anil maqami wadallal bayta wan nadi." He says, Khuza'a sold the house of Allah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Il sakirat, when they became drunk. Bizikki khamrin, with a bag of wine. So wretched was the trade of the initiator. It sold its custodianship of the Kaaba for wine and perished. Because after that they were kicked out of Makkah. From the station, and they lost the house and the assembly. And Nadi was Darun Nadwa, was the Riasa of Makkah. So that was Jahiliyyat al-Ula. If we are in Jahiliyyat al-Thaniya, and this type of corruption and evil, enjoining of evil and prohibiting of good is going on, what is next? As'alukum billahi alaykum, I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's really, Jamaat al-Muslimin, it is a time for us to wake up and to stand up, to hold fast onto that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Rabi al-Awwal. We're all doing some introspection with regards to our lifestyle and the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's get in line and let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he guide and protect us all. and that he make us the true ambassadors of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The entire Khalant family, so I only mentioned three people last week. The entire Khalant family will be leaving for Umrah on Sunday, inshallah. We request du'as for our health and strength. And we assure you that and the community in Umrah, you will be in our choicest supplications, leaving 2 o'clock for 8:20 flight from our respective homes. We requested to make du'a for Maria Murat, who is not feeling well. Pray for Shifa. Buto Farid Barunsa passed away last Friday. We ask Sheikh to make du'a that he be granted Jannah. Sabr in the hearts of the family. Ameen. Then we have a request for... is this today? Oh, that's the 6th of September. What is the date today? Yeah, no, that's old. And that's also old, sorry. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر وإلا ليسلطن عليكم شراركم فيدعو خياركم فلا يستجاب لهم. وقال صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب فتح اليوم من ردم يأجوج ومأجوج مثل هذا وحلق بين إصبعي. فقالت له زينب يا رسول الله أنهلك وفينا الصالحون؟ قال نعم إذا كثر الخبث أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this hadith, حديث صحيح, woe be to the Arabs from an evil that is approaching. Today a hole has been opened in the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj like this. And he put his two fingers together. Zainab said, O Messenger of Allah, will we be destroyed whilst there are pious people amongst us? He said, yes, if corruption overtakes you. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالسهاين ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد
قام الله ودام ودامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراسوا صد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. وصلوا صلاة المودع. let us pray our salah as if it's our last salah. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Nestağfirullah. Allahumma ente selam ve minke selam. Tebarakte ya zel celal vel ikram, semi'na ve ata'na, gufranek rabbena ve ileykel masir. Ve la havle ve la kuvvete illa billahil aliyyil azim. Rabbena zalamna enfusena ve illem teğfir lana ve terhamna lenekunenne minel hasirin. Allahumma aleyke tevekkelna ve ileyke nebna ve ileykel masir. Ya hayyu ya kayyum, bi rahmetike nestağith ve min azabike nestecir. Aslih lana şu'unena kullaha ve la tekilna ila enfusena ve la ila ahad min halqik طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلام لنا ولعبيدك المعتمرين في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أوصلهم إلى مكة المكرمة وإلى المدينة المنورة سالمين غانمين مستبشرين مع صحة وسلامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل عمرتهم عمرة مقبولة، اللهم اجعل سعيهم سعيا مشكورا، وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا، وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة، وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور يا نور النور، يا عالم ما في الصدور، أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.